For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk, everybody. The only person live in the studio today is Frank the Statistician holding it down.
Stat Boy.
Yeah.
Stat Boy, keeping it fresh and back straight off the fucking boat from whoever scumbag fest you were at. Ari Shafir from Thailand.
Yeah, I wanted to call in.
Dude, I can't deny I really thought you were going to die out there. I'm surprised you made it back.
Yeah, man.
Me too. Me too. The weather held, I guess.
How was the weather when you were there, dude? Welcome back, by the way. I missed
you. Right. We had one torrential rainstorm in Phuket. Like your underwear is wring out soaked in 3 minutes. One of those.
Really?
It's like, oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh. And then it's like, oh, it's done.
And everyone's cool with it because it always happens.
And it's so warm and humid, so it's like, it's not even that bad. You know? Just a little annoying in your face.
What is it, like 90 degrees over there?
It's like 96 with 85% humidity.
Oh, God. So it's just damp all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't let your swimsuit dry off outside. You got to bring it inside in the air conditioning and let it dry off.
Oh, because otherwise it'll just stay fucking moist.
Stays moist for like 2 days.
That's crazy.
I'm sure you know a stranger to constantly wearing moist pants, though.
I'm not. It's wonderful.
The big question we got to ask. Did you get your dick sucked by a ladyboy?
It's the face of a yes.
Don't disappoint me.
Man. No, I think I'm a homophobe. I couldn't do it. They look too much like boys.
That's my problem with it.
They don't look like girls. They're like, you can't tell. They're really hot. That's just not true. They're clearly boys.
It's like people think you could just slam a pair of fake tits on somebody and all of a sudden I want to throw my wang into them. No, that's not the case.
If you look straight at the fake tits, you're like, ooh, who's that? And you get fooled. But then you get a fool by asses on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, yeah,
that's called
true.
People on meth, people on coke, and people that are hammered get fooled by this shit. But if you're, like, walking around and you're just stoned or you're just,
not
like, kind of sober.
You can tell by the face. You can tell by the face so easily. It's not pretty. I saw one pretty one. One pretty one my whole time that was there.
It was just a line right outside of him, just like.
She was part of some review. She was doing some big dance and shit. And I was looking at her. I was like, that's a good-looking girl.
Did you get laid when you were out there?
Yeah, I fucked a hooker, but
how much
expensive or
no? Not expensive. It's just like gross. It's just gross. It's fucking gross sex. It's just like pump, pump, pump. You can't even like kiss them. You can't lick their tits.
What?
I mean, you
really?
Could, but like ew.
Yeah, no. Those things have just been snow covered with a bunch of fucking foreigners cum.
You definitely can't like play with their clit for a while.
Really?
And, you know, while you're taking a break and fucking. Get them off. Fucking, you can't go down on them. I mean, that's like, come on.
Unless you're Jason Galern. That's my favorite Galern story.
Gross.
You know that story about Jason Galern?
Yeah.
I do not.
Dude, so this is like when he was young. He was like probably like your age, bro.
I'd be like and 2 years ago.
Yeah, this is like this morning. But so him and one of his buddies are in Tijuana. And they're at like one of those bars where there's like hookers and stuff like that. And so they're sitting at the bar, and then his buddy goes, like, upstairs with one of the girls and, you know, bangs her for, like, $20 or whatever, comes back down with the same girl. Galern, with, you know, there's, like, 50 girls at that club. Galern grabs the same girl and goes upstairs with her. And his buddy's like, I just banged this one. Why, there's so many other girls you could bang. Why did dude, I didn't bang her. I just went upstairs and I asked her how much to eat her pussy. And she's like, no, no, you don't want to do that, mister. You don't want. He's like, love, you got me all wrong. It's all I want to do. You know it's bad when a prostitute is begging you and telling you, this is the last thing you want to do. And he's like, you're a terrible judge of character, babe, because that's all I want to do.
Again, when I got married, he has two kids now.
I know, and Jessica knows that story.
Oh, that's the best.
And she's like, he was like, dude, if it wasn't for Jess, I'd be dead.
Probably of AIDS.
Exactly.
Or 100%. Hep.
Mouth
or
AIDS.
Or fucking to death.
Jesus.
Mouth AIDS. So how much did it cost to hook up with this chick?
This one was, I think 1,000 baht. Pete went in, and then it was like, oh, he saw Q, and I was like, oh, she was cute. As Pete grabbed her hand, I was like, yeah, I'll go.
I like how you just throw 1,000 baht in there. Like, we all know the conversion factor.
Yeah, yeah. How much is, fucking, yeah, what's the conversion?
1,000 baht is
$4.
$30.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Was she, like, the higher end?
No.
How'd you go mid-shelf, bro?
Yeah, I mean, a massage parlor. It's just like a massage parlor here, I guess. But she was, like, willing to fuck.
Right.
It was just like, but then it's like, I can hear fucking next door in the paper thin walls.
Yeah. Already throws me off my game.
Breaks your concentration.
Already throws me off my game.
Oh, we got a call, like, guys.
She's like, huh? And I was like, yeah. And I'm like waiting for the massage part. I want at least 30 minutes of massage.
Absolutely. I would be more interested in that than I would
she
be.
Barely does it.
Do you guys
she
want me to take this call?
Me. It's like some oil and fucking and it's just like, it starts jerking me off. It's just like. Ugh. It's like I don't have trouble coming. It's like I don't even know how to masturbate. That's how you're treating me.
Oh, wow.
Really?
And she's like, all right, we do it. Then she got on her back. It was just like, ugh.
She looked you in the eyes at least?
I don't know. She was like in her 30s.
I thought you were going to say 13.
Wow.
I wish.
My jaw dropped. I was like, what?
Would you do it with a 13-year-old if she was hot?
Of course not. Are you kidding me? No way.
What about a 16-year-old?
No, dude. It would get in my head too much.
How about country where it's legal at 16 and a 17-year-old?
Nah, I couldn't do it.
That's a year and a half.
Maybe if I was like 20 in my early 20s, maybe I could or something. But dude, I'm like 3 times her age. Come on, dude. I would just be like giving her advice. I'd pay her $30, sit her down, and I would tell her everywhere she's going wrong and ask her. I'd give her a hug or something.
Give her a nice conversation. Would you let her blow you?
I mean, of course. I'm not an ass.
There's always a line.
So, were you able to come and everything? Was it like,
yeah.
Where'd you let you finish?
I had to wait. I mean, he started before me and ended way after me.
Who did, Pete?
Yeah, and I was just, like, bored waiting outside. It stopped raining. It was just, like, mine kept going out there. I was thinking, please get out of here. I'm done talking to you. Why did we even do that? It was just, like.
You were, like, a little kid waiting for your dad to pick you up after basketball practice?
I just wanted to shower.
Did she stink?
She didn't stink. She just, like. She was chummy, but it was like hard.
Did she have a name?
Was smooth like, fat?
I don't know. Yeah, smooth tie. Fat. Just the whole thing was like, it's just not as good as regular sex.
Yeah.
I've not only have I never had sex with a prostitute, zero interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. I've done it where it's good too, where they get into it, and it's been a while since they've gotten laid, so it's like, okay, cool. But you know, it's like,
it's like you did it before out of, like, necessity.
But also, I've had sex with someone who's been way into it, you know, lots of times.
Yeah.
So this is like going to Atlantic City after you've been to Vegas 10 times.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, yeah, I can bet on blackjack, but it's not all
it is. Everything seems shady. It's like, yeah, it's like going to, like, one of those riverboat casinos in some shitty town.
There's fucking some thick condom. Not even a discussion of, like, do you have anything? What would you do if you got pregnant? Just like you're some fucking 2-inch.
I know that's a game you love to play.
It's a game I love to play. Let's judge you from this conversation.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Let's insta-judge character. That's a game I love to play.
And then go right into, okay, well, so basically you do know we're not going to use a condom, right? Do we still got a caller?
No, he's good.
Well, so I didn't meet tranny correspondent.
Oh, really?
Dude, he went to your show. He called in the next day.
Well, did he come say hi? He didn't introduce himself as tranny correspondent.
No, he came and saw us at the Comedy Store and did the same thing.
What do you mean?
He's like, you walk right by me, Teeb. I saw you at the store, but I was like too shy to say hi. I'm like, dude, you should have fucking said hi.
I mean, if you leave with hi, I'm tranny correspondent, it won't be weird at all.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah, he's like, he called in because, you know, it's like nighttime there when it's daytime here or whatever. So your show had just ended when we were doing Punch Drunk.
Oh.
So he like had just seen you like an hour earlier.
I was then right then at a tranny strip club watching fucking dicks fucking flop around.
So did they get their wangs out and everything?
No, they wear double underwear. They wear like tight ones and then a bathing suit over that.
Okay.
So they really tuck it down. They all get breast implants. Wasn't bad.
I don't know.
Was there a hotter one of the group there?
Yeah, it's tough because you got to make sure not to make eye contact. So they let you off the hook pretty good. Not like a regular strip club where if you look in their direction, their fucking eyes will be in your side yours. There's an invitation to come over. These were like, we'll just dance up here for a little bit.
Now of the three of us, Sam Tripoli is not only a strip club frequenter. He is a connoisseur. He is a guru. There's nobody better to go to a strip club with Tripoli. It's like going to a fucking pot dispensary with you or Joey Diaz. It's like going to a fucking dive bar with me or John Hawk or Kyle Kinane or one of the, you know. Tripoli just knows his fucking stripper.
Is he coming in today?
Who's that?
I don't know. He just told me he had a thing.
He said he had a meeting like in 10 minutes. So if it gets out early, maybe he'll come in or not.
Okay, well, then I'll have something. I'll wait. And why don't we save it for the last half hour? Because I got to tell you about this one strip club.
Well, I got a strip club story right now.
Well, why don't we wait for Tripoli?
Okay, we'll wait for Tripoli, but it involves...
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, tell me.
Well, you know, I did that jukebox comedy weekend with me and Tiana.
Jukebox?
No. It was much less funny than that. But that would be great, the jukebox comedy club. It catches on fire every single night.
And then you're like, it's just a box full of teeth.
Just a box
full of crowns, you know?
Teeth and crowns, teeth and jewelry, wedding rings.
Suffering.
Suffering. So, but next door is a strip club, right next door to this comedy club. Now, and everybody there in Peoria kept telling us, yeah, man, that's there's three strip clubs in town. That one is absolutely the worst one.
Oh,
the worst
go.
Chicks, the shadiest things and all this. And, I've never really been a strip club guy. I don't like the pressure. I don't like the weird uncomfortableness.
I love it.
Especially sober.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sober, you just sit around and you feel guilty. I have just had this guilt all the time. And now I'm like guilty because these women have these terrible lives and they're not that good looking. And, you know, it's the worst one that there is. Tiana is dying to go to this fucking thing Friday night. But it was so dead Friday night that we're like, fuck.
She's such a degenerate.
See, I love it. So Saturday comes around and all weekend Tiana's like, we're in Peoria. There's not a single black person at our shows.
Really?
All four shows, not one black person. And Peoria is like a fairly black town. I mean, it's like 3 hours south of Chicago. It's like where Richard Pryor was born and raised.
Tiana's super racist on stage.
But we were both kind of complaining that there's no black people at our show. So Saturday night after the second show, Tiana's like, hey, I'm going to the strip club. You can either fucking stand here in the parking lot like an asshole or you can come with me.
Yeah.
So me, her, and it's like some sort of VIP party, and it's like the parking lot is just jam-packed. So the owner, me, Tiana, a couple of the wait staff, you know, the usual deal. We all go across the street. They give us all these passes to get them for free. This was the born and raised Chicago area. No problem living in L.A. for 18 years. This is the blackest place I've ever been, ever.
Oh, shit.
Dude, if they took, like, every now and then, like, the lights would go off, it'd just be, like, eyes everywhere. You're throwing eyes and bling. Eyes and jewelry. That's all you could see. Wow. But it wasn't, like, you know, like, the modern new day regular, like black people, white people, everybody's cool, black people. It was like the, all of a sudden, Tebow was the most likely to get punched in the face kind of black people.
NWA
like,
black like, guys.
Like what the fuck that you college doing, movie bro? Where they went to a black club and everything just shuts down?
Yup. It was just kind of like, what the fuck are you doing here, man? What the fuck are you doing here? I'm like, I was just, hey, nothing to see here, fellas. Nothing to see here.
The record
what the fuck
stopped.
Are you doing here?
Did the record stop when you walked in?
Honey, yeah.
They would. Tiana couldn't even get a drink. They wouldn't even give us get everybody drinks. She couldn't get drinks, and they were like shooting some sort of video on the stage. So on the stage,
I thought you were going to say shooting some sort of person
on the stage where there should have been like you know boobs and an ass or maybe a clam or two is like nine black dudes all wearing the same white like suit. Just making it rain for nobody.
Oh, was it Bone Thugs?
Really?
I don't even know. I don't even know what it was. Yeah, I think it was Bone Thugs and Mumford and Sons.
And this was not Atlanta?
Bone Thugfords and Sons is who it was. No, dude, fucking Peoria. Dude, and we walk in. We walk to the bar. The owner of the comedy club and Tiana order like a couple drinks. They never get the drinks. We pivot. We leave. And all the while we're walking, we'd be like, excuse me, no one would move. No one would get out of your way. They would just make eye contact with you and then look back at the stage like, fuck you, white boy. I was like, oh, I forgot. There's parts of the country where we just don't get along.
Yeah, we're hated.
Yeah, like you don't really like me because I look like this. It was reverse.
Sorry.
I know. And then right when we left, there's two fights in the parking lot.
What?
And there was two fights in the parking lot as we were leaving. And then it was just raining squad cars. Like 15, 20 squad cars were pulling up as we were leaving.
Oh, they knew it was up.
Do you think they already had that place programmed in on their maps, their GPS?
They had to know like some shit was going to be going down.
It's probably a Thursday for them.
Dude, whenever some shit goes down, whenever there's helicopters over the comedy, over the House of Blues across from the Comedy Store, I always look at that marquee and it's a black band.
Yep.
Like, sure
is.
Time,
like,
a rap group?
Like, what? Wu-Tang Clan, guess it.
Remember when Billboard Live used to be something, whatever it was before?
It was Billboard Live.
It's like down Sunset Key Club.
Yeah.
Remember when Key Club was Billboard Live and it was like Jay-Z owned it or something like that? And, like, it was open for, like, 4 months.
Yeah.
In 4 months, I think they had, like, 127 shootings, 97 stabbings, a whole bunch of street fights. I mean, it was, like, World Star Hip Hop headquarters for 4 months. And the police got so tired of shutting Sunset down that they just, like, the whole club just got closed.
They were just like, we're going to force the fuck out of you until you close. We're not going to let you.
That's exactly what they did. But it was, like, Billboard Live for a while, and they'd be like, you know, Nate Dogg would be there and Ice Cube was there a couple times and like, you know, and then all this, and every fucking time, man, some dumbass 22-year-old
love to start a fucking fight.
No, they like to big time it. They like to show up with, you know, a weapon or a gun dressed in their fucking most expensive outfit and act like they're somebody that they're not. It's kids. It's kids. It's not black people. It's 22-year-old
people of that mindset.
Lose my mind up in here.
Yeah, it's that weird respect thing. They feel like they have to be like that pride. Oh, my pride's getting stepped on. Oh, fuck it. And then
there is a kind of respect thing. I think it comes from like being newly free, where it's like respect my freedom. And it's like, all right, man, but relax. I've had guys refuse to give me their ID when I was working the door.
Oh yeah.
Refuse to get it. Why? You don't think I'm 21?
That's common.
It's just like, anyone over 35, we have the card. It's like, oh, that's fucking insulting. It's like, come on, I'm sorry. Like,
you wouldn't card me if I'm white.
Like,
you wouldn't card me if I'm white. You get that a lot. You wouldn't card me if I'm white. It's like, yeah I would.
Card.
I 100% would.
It's like, I card everybody. Please just show me your ID. And they're like, fine, here it is. And it's like, it's in your pocket the whole time. Why couldn't you just get it out?
I know, right?
What was wrong?
So much trouble.
I watch that happen to white door guys a lot. It never fucking happens to me. It never happens to me.
Really?
Yeah. I've watched Luke Schwartz get fucking like, people just grill him and shit. I'm just like, dude, that. And like, he'll be like, can you cover the back? And then people come up to me, nothing. They're just cool.
Steve Randolph complains about that all the time.
Really?
Sometimes like, they're on edge, but I mean, I get it.
Or they'll be like, I was here yesterday. He's like, so were fucking 400 other people. I don't remember every person that comes here.
Dude, when I was working at a door, you could be a white man and you can give me an Asian woman's ID. I'm just looking at the year and then going, thank you, yep. Going. Like, I'm not even looking up at anyone.
Right. What are you eating now?
Cadbury eggs.
Kinder eggs. Kinder Surprise eggs. Full toy on the inside.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
That's got to be a choking hazard.
Yeah, they don't make them here. Because kids can so easily choke. It's an empty egg.
Okay.
Empty shell that big.
Uh-huh.
And a toy this size is in it. It's all chocolate in there.
That looks like a Coke bag.
Yeah. They can't sell it in America.
What's your toy? Let's see what toy you got, you dumb fuck.
Oh, it's really gonna put together. Oh, it's a plane. It's a model plane. You can already tell.
Oh, you gotta put it. Oh, that's actually kind of fucking cool.
Wow, it looks like it's already smacked into a building.
We ran.
Oh, the old Cadbury 9/11 egg, of course. Very, very popular everywhere.
That sold very well. It's a great memorabilia.
How was your show out there? Did you just do one show?
Just one show. Really cool. Met a cool chick afterwards. Hung out with her.
This may sound like an ignorant question, but did it trans? I mean, did they speak English at the show?
Okay,
right?
Well, now in China, it was all expats, but here it was like 35-40% Thai people.
Oh, and they got it? Like they?
It's only the ones that speak pretty fluent English.
Oh, okay.
You don't get that in China. You don't get people that speak fluent English there. Not really. Not really. But there were people into like Western like movies and shit, and like, you know. When you told random guys, even the ones that didn't speak English, like, you're from America, like, we had an elephant rider, like, where are you from? And, like, America goes, Schwanega. And we're like, what? Like, Schwanega. And we were saying, he was always Schwarzenegger. And doing the Terminator. And it's like, oh, yeah, all right. Like, they all get a little bit of Western culture.
They're like action movies. Yeah.
Yeah, they let everything in there. It's not like China that doesn't let some stuff in.
That's crazy.
Is it real touristy? Like, you met a lot of Americans when you were there?
Yeah, there were so many whites. I mean, you walk on the streets in Bangkok, and it's just like white, 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 white. It's like, it's not mostly white, but it's a lot of white.
Where you're like, oh, cool, I feel good. I feel safe.
Sort of. I wanted to not see them. Yeah, I heard Cambodia is a place to go that's more rural. We talked to an Italian on one of our, we went on a little tour group up into the mountains where we took the elephants and the bamboo rides and stuff. And that was all white people. But that's to be expected. But then the one guy was like, yeah, Cambodia was like, no whites.
How were those animals treated? Now, I know I saw you feeding a tiger and petting a tiger.
Yeah, they were raised in captivity. They're fine. They weren't the drugged up ones. But I probably would, if it was a drugged up, I didn't know when I said I'll go, which one it was.
Right.
You know, I probably would have gone to the drugged up one too. But, yeah, they were just raised in captivity. They were pretty cool around people, around humans.
Were you scared at all? Were you like, oh, fuck?
Fuck, yeah. I was very scared the entire time. This thing was way bigger than me.
What was scarier, the tiger or the elephant?
Tiger. It was never scared of the elephant. And I was fucking one of the elephants. And then he was like,
elephants don't eat people.
No, but they can stomp the shit out of them. Haven't you seen the video?
They could have. But I'd be just like, back.
Oh, yeah, of course. You're going to punch it off. That'll go good.
We went to kickboxing. Me and Todd went to two Thai kickboxing.
Oh, shit.
Like events?
Yeah. Great.
Cool.
Are they way better than the fighting in the USA?
I mean, I've never seen kickboxing here. One wasn't at the highest level. They weren't like crazy, like the highlights you see. They weren't like that, but some of the kicks were. I mean, we saw a couple knockouts, but never the like, brutal, like lights out and falling over. Nothing like
those kicks, dude. That shit's nuts.
Yeah, yeah. They kick for space, too.
What do you mean space?
Just to get you off them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like a front jab, like a snap.
We saw one guy leg kick a guy to death. Just fucking, the guy kept getting swept, and then eventually the guy couldn't get up.
Oh, yeah,
that's got to be the worst. Yeah.
Right in the thighs? Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, right
I would rather get knocked out. Oh, yeah, let's see you eat this chocolate thing and not
fight it. See how this is, there's no way this is not a choking hazard. So it's just that.
Mm-hmm.
Not choking.
Oh, another toy.
There's the yolk. That whole thing is a toy. I mean, but how are you not going to be like,
Yeah, because that's
if
how
you
American
fucking,
eat.
Oh, dude, if you fucking choked right now, that would be the saddest and kind of the funniest, ironic
and there's
thing.
No
you
one
know
there
mean?
To get, there's the, no one there to give them
like, the most downloads this, no, I'm just kidding.
We just watch them flail around and die. Hey, yeah. I hope this egg, I hope inside this egg is one of the twin towers.
Oh, shit.
And you can connect the plane to the twin tower from the other
just
tower.
Building six.
Yeah, exactly.
See, what do you have to do?
Did those shows with Tiana. That was cool. Just got back yesterday. And
did you get laid in the show?
I didn't do it. I did nothing.
You hit on Tiana.
Yeah, Tripoli kept trying to get. I mean, we went to the pool one day, went to the hot tub one day, but Tripoli just kept hitting me up. Dude, trust me, bro. You just got a banger, bro. Bang her once. I'm like, you are the last person I would take any kind of sexual
You should bang Tiana.
Well, we would have banged if it would by now. After all these years, we would have banged. Now it'd be like weird. It'd be like banging you or something.
Nah, it's still.
So years ago, you would have done it. With the Falcons were in the contention.
We do have.
If I was in
the
Super Bowl, I'm still going to slap one into her. Yeah, but that's just you know out of the integrity of that.
Yeah, out of integrity.
You got to rebuild though.
Rebuild what?
The Falcons.
No, we don't. We're fine.
It's been 2 years.
You're nuts, dude. We're right where we want to be.
It's been 2 years.
You weren't here. I went to NFL draft.
How was that?
Draft was cool. It was too crowded. It was too crowded.
A lot of Jews?
They all had like the executive suites and they were all wearing suits and they were all working.
Right.
A little too blue collar. But draft was cool. There's a bunch of shit you can do.
What do they get you? What do they give you?
You know, you could kick field goals. You could run the 40. You could test your vertical.
What was your 40?
6'4".
Oh, that's not bad.
But I had, like, skinny jeans on. And
sure.
That's good. That's like wearing no jeans at all.
Yeah, it's like spandex.
I wasn't, like, ready to, you know. And that's the first time I've done any running in probably, hang on, let's see, what is it, May? 9 years.
Dude, me and Pete were late for a plane, and we had to, like, run. And we're running, and it's like far through the whole thing. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know how to run anymore. How do you run?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you forget how out of shape you get if you don't keep doing it.
I think I ran my 40 with a cigarette in my mouth. But I did kick a 25-yard field goal.
Really?
And then I tried a 30-yarder, and it just landed in the middle of the end zone. Didn't even get close.
How much did you make the 25-yarder by?
I mean, it didn't, like, hit the crossbar or anything like that, but it wasn't, like, right to the middle of the uprights.
Did it clear the whole, the post?
Like, the back part of the post?
Yeah.
I mean, not by much.
Okay, all right.
If you're asking would I have missed its 26-yarder, the answer is yes. And, you know, there's not like they're snapping it. There's no one trying to block it. It's just a ball on a tee, you know what I mean?
You don't have to pop it up in the air.
In my defense, I was wearing heels. Go ahead and take it.
Take it? All right.
Let's see how this works out.
Hey, welcome to Punch Drunk Sports.
Yeah, hey, I'm trying to watch. I can't see anything.
Oh yeah,
we're not streaming today. We have all capability. Sam's not in the studio.
You know, I get the tweet. It says you're streaming. I'm sitting here like an ass looking for you clowns. Big fan. Whatever, fellas. Have a good day.
Yeah, that's a good call. I like that call.
That was so sad.
That was a good call.
It is sad.
We're still there. Week,
hey, what do you think of the Clippers?
Fuck the Clippers. I'm from...
We can do a little sports. I'd love to get into Clippers in a little bit because they got a huge game tonight. But, I mean, the elephant in the room, no fucking tie pun intended here. What about this Brady suspension?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, how do you?
So here's what people are saying. I'm sick of the. I'm sick of the comparison to like they always make to other suspensions. Like this is what we did with when Ray Rice got caught. They're like, oh, that guy gets 4 games for weed, but Ray Rice only gets 2 games for beating his wife. And it's like, first of all, you can't keep saying he got 2 games when he got a whole year.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't say that he wasn't fined money when he lost like $8 million in pay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So stop. And here's the deal: first offenses and second and third offenses don't get compared the same way.
Correct.
That's just not how it works.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, like, he only gets this, but that guy gets that. It's like, yeah, because they've warned him and warned him and warned him.
Right.
So with the with like drug suspensions, where the second one, the third one gets worse. This is not the first time for New England. They're not getting banned. He's not getting banned four games for this. He's getting banned for Belichick's for the second time.
Yep.
Fucking doing something and not cooperating with the NFL in the investigation.
Oh yeah,
and
bro.
Lying about it.
It's
and
like they're lying about shit, it. And the NFL didn't like that. It's like, let us see what you did, and that's what he did for Ruck and Ray Rice. He showed him everything, told him everything, and they go, okay, it's terrible. The most we're allowed to suspend you is two games, so that's what we're going to do. It's good you got your life back together. Thank you for telling us and giving us the video. But for this, like, they wouldn't let the guy talk to the locker room dude who hit through the balls. They wouldn't let him check Brady's emails, which that I was like, that I could see.
They wanted Brady's phone, and Brady's like, go fuck yourself. You're not getting my phone. There's no way.
That I could see. But
even
if
I was innocent, if I was Brady and I was innocent and I knew I was 100% innocent, you're still not getting Tom Brady's phone and you're going to release.
I'm going to trust you. You know how much I cheat on Giselle?
Exactly. You know how many dick pics I have on my phone?
Fucking Tom Brady, motherfucker.
No, you're not touching this. Yeah, but the fucking not letting them talk to the guy who. What?
What?
What just happened?
I dropped video.
I can hear you.
Well, not letting them talk to the guy who fucking ran the locker room with all the footballs, that's just ridiculous. That's like, you guys are definitely trying to hide shit.
Yep. And it turns out, you know, after he said so many times, like, I don't know these two employees, so I'm totally innocent, don't worry about anything. And then the two employees, you know, release all their text messages, and it turns out not only did he know them, Tom Brady was giving them autographed merchandise.
Oh. Yeah, people are like, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it's under the amateur advantage, and it's like, well, then why would he do it? Why would he do it and try to cover it up if it doesn't matter? Like, well, everybody does it. Like, then why wouldn't he just say everybody does it?
I personally think Roger Goodell is a dumb fuck. And I agree with everybody that Roger Goodell has botched a lot of things when it comes to the NFL. But
these guys cheat. They're like, guys, stop.
Had Tom Brady, I think, been honest about it and been like, yeah, you know, I was aware that they were doing this and, you know, whatever. I think he might have got one or two game suspension. But because he lied about it and said he didn't even know who these people were, and then it turns out he's giving them autographed shoes, autographed fucking game-worn jerseys for deflating all these footballs, now you kind of go like, one, you did know about it. Two, you lied. Three, this is not your team's first time getting caught cheating.
Yeah. Quit cheating. Just play the game. Here's the deal, too. They used to run that quick offense that was, like, barely legal for forever. Like, well... And it's just fucking bullshit, man. They're just cheaters. It's like, stop it.
You know what's the worst? People still fucking love him.
They outscored him 28-0 in the second half. That's not because of deflated football. And it's like, yeah, it is.
Well, that's because really that's how Boston behind. Fans are.
You get behind and have to force passes. You throw interceptions. This is what the same shit they say about steroids. When somebody gets caught for steroids, like, yeah, he got caught steroids, but he dominated that dude. That wasn't close. And it's like, yeah, because he was stronger because of steroids.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I think that adds just a little bit. That adds a lot.
Yeah, it's the
closer second you get by punching somebody.
Uh-huh.
That's a big, gigantic difference.
What is that? Is that me or you?
Who's making popcorn?
Sorry, I'll turn this off.
Fucking Captain Popular. What's going on with the taping of the fucking Comedy Central show?
We're gonna do it again.
When?
I don't know. I think probably end of September or October, and then to run in March or April or something.
Three more seasons under your belt, and then I can be into consideration for being turned down. Two more seasons after that, I'm right where I want to be.
Yeah, there you go.
I just got to stay alive for six more years, man.
Yeah.
In four years, they'll start saying no, but maybe next year, and then 2 years after that, you'll get canceled, and I'd be on the man. You were supposed to be on this year, but right, got there. Canceled.
We just have four more years. We just have four more years.
That'd be your year, man. Fuck, team. So sorry, bro. I mean, I went to bat for you. That's what I hear all the time. I went to bat for you, bro.
And you're like, what does that mean? That means you had me in mind without saying anything about me. What does that mean?
That's exactly what that.
Had my name come up, you would have been like, yeah, he's cool, I guess.
It's like I brought you up, but they turned you down, and there's nothing I can do about it. I was like, what about Jay? And they're like, nope. You didn't even let me finish my sentence.
White male is the hardest to try to get by somebody. For, like, people that don't know, it's like white male. They're like, who is this? What minority is this, Phil, that you're saying?
Yep. And, you know, like women, especially women, I mean, you don't really hear it that much from black comics, male or female, but female comics, or even really most ethnic comics, but female comics are like, well, every show is all male and every show is all this. It's like, yes, but when it comes to the industry, you are the one group of comics that has two spots saved for them.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Dude, we had somebody write up the first season of This Not Happening and said, like, there weren't enough women. And it was like, first of all, yes, there were. They were like, they said there were none. They're like, Miss Pat. We also did Julia Rossi and that Starley Kine, Christella, Eliza. Like, we had a bunch of women. Mm-hmm. And then my manager had to write them. And like, oh, well, we'd like to see more. And it's like, all right. Well, more than five. I'm sorry, but there was still plenty. Why don't you concentrate on the ones that were good rather than shitting on the fact that there's not enough for you? Miss Pat was amazing. Do a write-up on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, why, waste, thing, why waste the effort?
There's an awesome woman. Fucking give her some press.
And I'll tell you what, like, the one funny thing is like, there is an equal number of reviews and complaints when it comes to certain shows that are like, look, man, there's so many funny people out there, and there's just too many unfunny women on this show. That doesn't get any attention.
Right.
No one's like, you know what? You're right. We're going to start mixing some of these women on here.
The show wasn't as good as this other show. They don't say, like, that's the reason why. They're just like, yep. When people say they want more women, it's like it exists in a vacuum. They're like, right. Well, tell me who. Tell me who. Oh, you want Sarah Silverman to do my show? She's not going to. She's way too big.
Right.
So next, what else? Like, tell me who.
Silverman wouldn't do your show? I bet she would.
Maybe.
She would totally do it.
Yeah, I mean, she does pop-ins in the belly room.
Well, maybe she would.
She literally does, like, belly room shows.
Yeah, but that's not promoted and recorded.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, what would she have to lose other than, like, tell a funny story and then probably get raped by you?
What?
Wouldn't that's a win-win. You wouldn't have to.
She's Jewish. Yeah. She loves this.
You don't like? Do you like Jews?
Nah, I mean, now I like the young Jewish girls. I like yeah. 24, 25-year-old Jewish girls in New York, fucking working professionals, you know, getting their career started. None of those old Hollywood hags.
No. You got it nailed. You got it nailed.
Fucking working professionals actually doing something, not just a dumb actress, but someone who's actually doing something.
But those dumb actresses, though, bro.
This 38-year-old Jewish girl who's like, I'm an actor. I just hope somebody writes good words for me. Ugh. Go fucking get a job. Walk around in a miniskirt. Have some fucking smiles. 24-year-old.
Has your episode of that Funny Girl show aired yet?
I don't know.
Because I saw the commercial for it.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen the show yet.
Yeah.
But I do intend on watching it because I don't
know. What do the commercials look like?
But, the commercial is so funny because really it's good. Her sitting there.
Esther
sitting there, and she's like, you know, I'm like looking for like a serious relationship. And like that's, and it's just you going, but I just want to fuck. And that's the commercial. Turning down spending quality time with her, but you're still willing to put your wang in her. What a fucking dumb fuck, bro. That was so funny.
That's the reality where it's like, where she's like, come on, take me out. Like, look, I'm sorry, I don't have time. It's up to you. We just kind of kept our relationship real.
Hilarious, dude. Hilarious.
Did I really say that's funny? Over a Pink's hot dog.
Is that where you were?
Yeah, and she was like, take me on the road with you. And I was like, no fucking way. Are you crazy? She's like, do you know how many people are ahead of you? Why would you think I would take you? Are you out of your mind?
But you know what? That's the type of chick she is. She's like the one that's just like, I'm going to annoy you until you give me some, till you shut me up and get, like, she's like Dean Del Rey with tits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where she's just like, I'm going to hound you, and I'm going to be on every fucking show in the world. Just by annoying you to get you on.
You see that a lot, man. I see that at the store all the time.
What?
The girls hounding people. Like, I see, like, there's some girls that got hired.
Just ask. Like, I guess that's the way it's done. You just bother somebody.
Dude, it's the
worst.
Like,
no. How about that's not the, I mean, I guess that's the way it's done. I guess so.
No, man. You gotta, I mean, just put in the effort, you know?
or give up that sweet, sweet
give
twat.
Up that sweet, sweet
Somebody asked me once, I saw it at some bringer show at Lovitz Club. I saw some girl, and she was like, did you see my set? I was like, yeah, some of it. She goes, what'd you think? And I was like, you know, parts were okay, but, I mean, you know, you look new. She seemed like she really wanted my opinion, so it was like, you went a long way before that first joke. And she goes, okay, could you recommend me to that, some cool, like, Silver Lake type show, Echo Park show? And I was like, I don't, probably not. And she's like, why not? I'm like, well, I just said it wasn't that good.
Right.
And she was like, well, has anyone helped you when you were starting? And I'm like, yeah, but, I mean, they offered to help.
Yeah.
I'm telling you it wasn't good.
And then expect something.
And then, like, yeah, recommend me. I'm like, what? The gall, almost.
Yeah, people, they seem to have more balls these days with comedy than, like, when we were starting. It's like you would do a bunch of gigs, and then somebody bigger than you would see you and come up and go, hey, man, you're really funny. How long you been doing it? And you're like, oh, I've only been doing it, like, 2 years. Oh, man, I'll fucking, why don't you...
Yeah,
come do this show with
your
me,
name
whatever.
Or something. You're like, nice mm-hmm. to meet you. Like, Dom Herrera. We're like, what's your name? It's Ari. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, just getting them to know your name is the fucking, that's what you want.
Just fucking chill out.
Yeah. It's all, I mean,
that's how girls get ahead. They ask for shit. We do them wrong by making everything fucking free for them. But that's an L.A. fucking thing.
It is an L.A. thing.
In New York, they fucking work for their livings.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. But it's like, you know, a lot of girls move to L.A. because they're like, hey, I'm the hottest girl in Iowa, and somebody owes me for that. Somebody owes me for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it also sucks because there's girls that are actually really good that just totally get looked over because those girls that ask and bug get those spots.
Yeah,
exactly.
Same thing with guys. Yeah, absolutely. I remember at some point I was like Mark Mealy, but Mark Mealy was still pretty good, you know? And people were like, you should help this lady or this lady. I'm like, somebody should help Mealy. Why doesn't anyone help the guys?
What was that trophy you just walked by?
Oh,
New York?
My roast battle. My roast battle trophy.
Oh, that's what that was? Your New York roast battle trophy?
They're finally rearranging the rankings.
They're rearranging the rankings?
Like they're going to make... I was talking to the guy. I was like, you got to make it separate. So headliners are different. Festivals are different. All the undercards and the chuds get different set rating because it's not fair that like... Some of the like headliner names are next to the fucking dude who did it like twice and got lucky.
It's so funny how
I don't mind that, but I wouldn't rate. I'd say the belly room is the most pressure.
Oh yeah.
Over a festival. Festival is not as much as belly room.
Yeah.
Totally. Because everybody there knows each other. It's so personal. You got to see those people the next day.
Yeah.
Festival, they're like, I didn't really get half those jokes because I don't know who that person is.
Yeah, it's always a weird setup.
Yeah. There's always a bunch of wild cards.
I mean, I wouldn't rate it super low, but I would rate it above undercards. You know?
Do you think undercards? Yeah. Do you think it's tougher for the undercards now?
I think undercard is worth less than a fucking main event.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny how like everybody, and it's just a Comedy Store. It's just the 700 comics that claim to be Comedy Store comics. Mm. Value those rankings like it means anything in comedy. Like it has to find who they are.
Oh yeah.
Man, I'm number 22 on the fucking on Larry's fucking rankings for the roast battle.
Spot.
And like regular like road comics, are like what are you talking about?
Yeah, those. Are, I mean, but
we should have a computer program. We should get one of the smart comics, someone who just left the math world or something.
Dave Taylor, you mean?
Yeah, Dave Taylor. Make a program. You just plug it in. Weight it towards more current ones. So if you won like two in a row like 3 years ago, it's not worth nearly as much as winning two in a row in the last 2 months.
That would be great.
You know, so you can just plug it in and see what people's rankings are. I got ranked in poker. I was ranked top 1,500. I won
in
a tournament
online
in
poker
series. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, and I was like, I had like a world ranking.
No shit.
Yeah.
I remember those days when all you dumb fucks were playing poker all the time.
God, I got caught. I would all the time. I left Renazisa and Caparulo behind. I just kept going.
Yep. You guys, I mean, remember how much trouble everybody was getting in for playing poker in the... Remember how Huck had, like, a whole gambling ring going in the kitchen?
Yeah, you're right.
Did he? That's nuts.
I wonder what's up with Huck.
Five-card stud.
Did you see him when you were in the Orient?
No. I was only booked for one afternoon.
That's where he is, right?
Trip short. He's outside Phuket. I got there, and it was like, I landed at, like, 6 p.m., and I left the next morning. There was no time to do anything.
Were you thinking about seeing him?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, man. That
was cut short for 3 days.
Remember when he kicked Renazizi in the liver and Renazizi was peeing blood?
What?
Why did he kick him?
Because he kept setting his drink on his car.
Oh, yeah.
He kept setting his beer on Huck's car.
He's like, stop it.
Yeah, and then Renazizi was just thought he was fucking around, so he did it again, and he fucking karate kicked him right in the fucking liver. Oh. And then Renazizi was peeing blood for like 2 days.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, not enough people get, not the shit beat them, but it's not as hard as it used to be from what I hear at the store now. You know what I mean?
There's more hugs.
Yeah, like fucking, like if, like I can't imagine if fucking Lucas just fucking drop kicked one of the dudes tonight. That'd be great.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, fucking Huck didn't play around. He used to be like Secret Service in fucking like Bangkok or
really?
Some crazy shit. He was, oh. Was like a fucking some sort of weird detective or some shit.
He was like in charge of the killing fields.
What?
Yeah, in Cambodia, he killed like 8,000 Laotians. He didn't hunt him down, but once they rounded him up, he was in charge of strangling them and saved bullets.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dude, so what do you think about, I mean, to me, for the Brady thing, we'll get back to this a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it's fair.
Worth it. I think it's fair. Worth it to do it. It's worth it. If you went to a Super Bowl because of that, worth it.
Do you think they could have been harder on him, or do you think the punishment?
I mean, here's the deal. The draft picks hurt more for the future. But Tom Brady, sitting him for 4 games, is going to make him more playoff ready. They're going to go 2-2 in those 4 games instead of 3-1.
I agree with that.
So it's like you're giving up one game. They're probably going to win the division anyway.
And guess who they
are? They're a playoff team, just like the Spurs.
Guess who the fourth game of his suspension is?
Who?
At the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, that one's getting overturned though. They'll tell you down to 3 or 2.
I don't know.
You guys, when you get, are you guys drafting this year
for the Comedy Store one?
Yeah.
Or for Puncher? Well, for both, yeah. I imagine at the Comedy Store, we'll do it at the Comedy Store again. That was pretty fun last time.
Dude, the Yankees are the best team in the AL.
I mean, it's so early to talk baseball, but you're right. I mean, you're right.
It's like 20% of the way into the season.
Yeah, that's true. It's about time where people start fucking taking shape and you start to get...
I mean, four games up. I get it. They're not a good team. They're not a good team, but like at the same time, they're playing great.
Have you been to any games yet?
No, not yet. I just got back.
Yeah, I didn't know if you went to one before you left or whatever.
No, that was a great idea. I'll go to one this week or something.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go in a couple weeks. I'm going to go to a Cubs game.
Oh, that's great.
Tickets super expensive out there? Or
no, you can scout for, like, face.
Oh, sweet.
Especially weekday day games. I got to look it right now.
You,
hey,
get to a Cubs game early enough, they'll let you play catcher.
We got to do another punch-drunk Dodgers day game.
Oh, yeah, it sounds great.
When do you get out of lockup?
I'm back in June. What about you?
Late September, but it'll be done by then, right?
Late September? You got to be coming back before then because you got to fucking get this fart funnel going.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's what I'm going to do. Late September.
You saving up?
Late September, and that way it'll be a long November.
Yeah, dude. You got to get a real fucking good one going for this guy.
Oh, man.
I tried some shit for Sam in Thailand. Got some good farts going with some bat meat. That might come in.
You experimenting?
The bat meat skewers.
Yeah, dude, you need to get like the recipe down right. Once you notice, like someday, if it's like really bad, you got to write down everything that you ate.
Right, really be scientific about it.
Yeah, keep a good journal going for what really fucking makes your neighbors want to call the fucking landlord.
I gotta try sauerkraut, and I gotta try energy bars. And obviously, I think I'm already in with jerky.
You gotta talk to Tate because Joe Rogan says that there is nothing worse on this planet than when Tate has bad gas.
No, Tate was out of room. Tate did it at the La Jolla Comedy Store once. It was like packed after the show. Like the whole lobby is packed. They're all trying to meet Rogan. And I mean, packed where you can like barely get through, you know?
Uh-huh.
And you just see it like open up. Like, you know when you drop some oil into some water and it just kind of like goes like that?
Uh-huh.
And that's how the room just like separated. And it was like, oh, the fart just ripped off right there. It looked like a fucking energy bomb went off.
I didn't know it was Tate.
Because Tate was in the middle of it.
Was he laughing?
Just like goes, like he has special superpowers. It goes like that, just blows in every direction, blows people away from him.
He's like Nitro.
We got to get Tate. Yeah. We got to get Tate to give you like special ingredients of like, hey man, trust me, this is the energy. This not any energy bar. This one specific energy bar and flavor. Plus, oh, I think yeah. some bad. I think like really bad.
Yeah, I want to test it on myself. See how it works on my specific. And
yeah, because you got to test shit out. We got to get you ready for the big dance. You got to test shit out.
You'll have smelled more of your own farts than he will for that one time.
But he ain't sucking them down
just to get
lungs.
It perfect.
That doesn't matter. Don't be a fool.
You're a master of your craft.
Sucking him down. It's all about sucking him down into his own lungs. You know, I mean, he's inhaling that like a nice bong rip. And I really think, just like you said, Ari, he's got to exhale all out, put it in his mouth, hit it like a bong, hold it, and then exhale it out.
He's getting the ass lungs.
It's got to be a real bong.
Really get it down. We're going to start with like, dude, if you don't do this, you're going to have to do it again right away.
If he throws up. Before
perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm fine with that. I'm super awesome. Fine with that. And you know one way to tell if he's faking? You know like when like 17-year-olds pretend to be smoking pot or cigarettes and act cool and they have those like puffy cheeks, like it's like, dude, you're not nothing. Nobody has puffy cheeks when they inhale anything.
Yeah.
You gotta get him to hold it.
Wednesday, May 27th, 1:05 PM.
What is that?
That is a Yankees day game.
Oh, nice.
Wednesday, May 27th, 1:05 PM.
Yeah, write that down so you don't fucking stone or forget that shit.
Yeah.
Dodgers won on an exciting walk-off home run last night.
Really?
Yeah, saw that. I'm like once the NBA playoffs end, which will be a good segue here, but once the NBA playoffs end,
yeah.
Then I kind of start getting into baseball because it's really all we
That's
have.
That's what I usually do, but I let myself peak yesterday.
Yeah, I've been like slowly getting into it. You know, like I'm really liking the Cubs now that I'm like right outside Chicago, and like I go to the north side way more than I go to the south side, only because north side is not scared. I won't get a gun pulled on me on the north side.
And that's the Cubs, not the White Sox?
Yeah, White Sox are south siders.
Seems like the White Sox should be less blue collar. And more like lawyer.
I mean, that whole town's blue collar, though. That whole town's blue collar. And the White Sox is in a pretty shitty neighborhood. Where, like, it's like the White Sox are like the Raiders and the Cubs are like the Niners.
The White Sox are like the Raiders and the Cubs are like the Niners. Okay.
You think of, like, the kind of fans and the kind of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, a lot of Hispanics.
Not really. Out here, like, Hispanics in L.A. are what black people are to Chicago.
Hispanics here are great.
Thank you.
Well, you guys have all the...
Hispanics here, New York.
Oh, New York.
You have all the Puerto Ricans, huh?
Yeah, no, the ones in L.A. are terrible. And Texas.
Frank's face. His face was like, oh,
right. The compliment, oh, insult.
I'm terrible. So before we get to NBA playoffs,
John Jones, you guys are so right. You called it completely.
Yep.
I'm still upset by it though. I don't think your off the field activities should have any impact.
I totally disagree with you.
On the field.
Yep.
When you're trying to build, a company and a brand name and you're trying to cross over to kids and cross over to women and cross over to all those people,
that's on you. You do that.
You can't be.
Clocking in and clocking out. When I do in the offseason, this is my...
Name me a sport where you can get into some off-the-field trouble where they're like, eh, it's fine, man. He beat up his wife.
NBA, fucking Charles Barkley sent me through a playground window.
I mean, it's different now, I feel like.
I know, but it's like it was written up in the papers. People talk about it, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA's like, we're not going to do anything. He was at a nightclub on a Saturday night. What does that have to do with us?
Well, I feel like that's different than... You know, get
he might sell less jerseys or he might sell more, but it's like, that's him.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I don't like it the way we're moving. It's like, we want to control everything people do. It's like, bullshit.
I mean, I get
so
that.
It's not more so, but it's also
human
like,
beings.
If you want to be the face of the organization, like he clearly did. I mean, I'll tell you what, Reebok did the same thing the UFC did. Reebok are like, sorry, man, we're not fucking, you know.
That I can see.
It's
you're
no
sponsored.
Different.
That I can see.
It's no different, Ari.
No, it's totally different. Because that is only image. That you're only hiring the image. In the sport,
well,
it's like, look, He's got a contract. I'm here to perform. Am I performing? Am I showing up every fifth game and pitching? Yes? Then pay me.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. But he's also, like, testing positive for banned substances before fights and after fights.
That's right.
So he's already, it's not unlike Tom Brady, where he's like, look, man, you got in trouble for fucking, this is your sixth strike.
He's the best. Nobody's beaten him.
It's still his sixth strike. It's a public opinion sort of thing where they're like, hey, man, this is starting to look really bad.
No, it's a fight. We have judges judging a fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They don't want to look at it like that. They don't look at their
boxing. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
And that is unfortunate. You watch the, I saw you put up that you watched, and I know you're going to have a fucking rock hard dick for this, because when I watched it, I thought of you. I thought of you.
Boxing is awful. Boxing is awful.
When I watched it, I thought of you, and I'm like, God, Ari's got to be just beating the fuck up.
Oh, there's a new way. It's usually this one where they, like, stop fighting, but now they have this one, the headlock thing.
Yeah, that's always been around.
The fuck is that?
That's always been around. That's just a taller fighter always does that. A taller fighter always gets
that. At the end of the day, you tell me, like, if that was a street fight, and then it got broken up right there, and people were talking about it later, like, you heard Manny got into a fight with Floyd? No way, Floyd? He's always so nice. Yeah, him and Manny start punching each other. Who won the fight?
Nobody.
They got broken up.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly right.
They barely even touch each other, really.
That Canelo Alvarez fight a week later on HBO was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Really was. And everybody's like, man, that's how that fight should have been. That if that fight would have been like that fight, I mean, dude, toe to toe for three rounds.
Shit. There's no more thrillers and manilas. It's just like, this is fucking boring ass shit.
It's just drama, man. You know, it's a play.
I'll tell you what, I mean, Pacquiao is the only one who connected anything ever.
Mm-hmm. The president was so pissed. Not Obama, where Pacquiao's from.
Guys, I mean, the booger in here that you guys have, can't even imagine.
Dude, you have two knuckles deep into your fucking nose, bro.
Oh, my God. I can't go out.
I guess you get a fucking Muppet nose like that. You could probably get your whole fist up in there. Oh, man.
Oh, that's a big one. Oh, God. How deep up was it?
It lived a long time.
It was like cave diving. Like, I had to be
able to. Dude, let me ask you this.
Spelunking, dog.
When you were in the Orient, do they have any special sales on belts or any kind of cool accessories you could buy?
Yeah, they did. I don't have one right now, but I did buy something. Hold on, I gotta do something with this booger first.
Yeah, do something with that, and let's, because I saw that you put on Twitter or something, you got some sort of new suspenders or some sort of belt or something stupid.
Well, there's a lot of bugs.
Really?
A lot of bugs?
A lot of bugs. Like everywhere, especially in the I got this bug bite right here.
Oh, God damn it.
Yes. Wow, that looks bad, dude. Let me try to blow that up on my screen because, yeah, that looks bad.
We've got a bunch of phone calls now.
Looks like you got bit by a frog or something. What is that?
Oh, look at it. It's still, like, moving in there.
Dude, you have the worst looking sack, dude. What a terrible sack.
Should I take these calls?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, welcome to Punch Drunk Sports.
Oh, you answer phones terribly.
I do. I do.
Hey, you're on.
Yep. Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hawaii.
Hawaii, the 244.
808.
Right.
What's up, dude? What are you calling about?
Did Ari ever make it to Thailand?
Yeah, I just got back.
He just got back.
Oh, I was curious if he ever got to enjoy any of the ladyboys or meet up with the tranny correspondent.
Yeah, tranny correspondent wouldn't fucking talk to us. I guess we just talked about this. That's probably not streaming. But no, I pussed out on the ladyboys, man. I just couldn't do it. Also, I was going to bring them all to the fucking fights, but then the fights ended up being like $60. But no, now that I think about it, they weren't $60 at all. $400? That was $12. Oh, I totally could have gotten some trannies for that. But them to come over, it'd be like $40 each. I could have done that, $200. Yeah, I could have done
that. You dropped the ball. Dropped the ball, dude.
No pun intended.
I'm disappointed, bro. I'm disappointed.
I dropped the balls.
Hey, when is the fart funnel going to happen?
September. We're just talking about that. I think September. Late September.
When?
I think
Not until September, when Ari will be back in L.A. in September. Do you have any suggestions of things Ari should eat to make it worse? That's what we were just talking about, buddy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like, what do you got?
Maybe
what makes you...
some Thai food. Lots of broccoli and Thai food.
Is broccoli really making fun?
Everybody seems to say broccoli.
Why broccoli?
But I eat a lot of broccoli. I don't fart that bad, usually.
Hmm.
Maybe cooked broccoli?
Kombucha.
Steamed? Oh, kombucha.
That'll get you farting anyway.
I eat kombucha, too.
Kampuchi.
I mean, I think...
Hey, what about a dumb funnel?
A what? A cum funnel?
A cum funnel.
Interesting. I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah,
right? I'm intrigued.
How does it work? Explain it.
Yeah, tell us.
You just beat off all over the funnel, all over the inside of the funnel.
Right.
And then the other guy has to just sit there and just breathe that in for a minute.
God.
Oh, just the smell of bleach.
And then the dripping. It would have to drip down into the middle of it.
You might get a little drippage.
You might get a little
because that's not good. Now, we're never really ever going to do that. But how about this? But taking your idea and expounding, come into a jar and then put like a plastic bag over it and just breathe in and out of the jar where it can't get into your throat, but the smell can.
Ooh, that's bad, dude.
You know?
Bad.
Or into a brown paper bag or something.
What about just coming all over someone's hand?
What if you just came on a rag and then rubbed it on your face?
Remember Bowden's joke, Tebow? Remember Bowden?
Yeah, what about him?
It was like, not Alonzo Bowden, whatever that other guy's name is. I think his name is Bowden.
Remember I thought he meant Alonzo.
No, that white guy. He was pretty good at comedy, but he goes, my girlfriend wanted me to come in her face, but I don't know, I can't do that. So what I did was I came in my hand and then I slapped
her. Yeah, whose joke was that? I remember that.
Bowden or something like that? But like David, but I don't know.
How about cum glasses?
What do you mean by that?
You jizz all over the
five vocals. It might be drippage onto the skin. It's not going to happen with drippage.
Well, you let it dry first. You just cum on the glasses on a table, mm-hmm. let it dry, okay. and then the other guy has to wear the glasses for the day.
For the day? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so you let them dry through the episode, and then at the end of the episode, they're like, here you go, here's your dried cum glasses.
Oh,
that's a good bit.
That's a good bit.
I'm noticing a theme with all of your ideas.
There's a lot of cum guys.
They're very cum-based. They're very cum-based.
How come you guys aren't streaming?
We're having computer problems. Nobody's in the studio.
Nobody's in the studio. I'm in Chicago and Ari's in New York, so we're we're recording it, and then we're going to release it, but we couldn't stream it live right now because we didn't have Sam's computer.
We have no one to yell at to stop checking their cell phone.
I know.
Where's Sam?
He had some sort of meeting that he had to go to right now, so he might come in a little late, I think.
He got a
Over at the donut time? Donut time?
Donut.
Yeah,
time.
He's got a donut time meeting.
He's got a meeting with donuts, president of fucking fat.
He was so upset that Ari didn't fuck a tranny, he went out to bang a couple of his own.
Yeah, in respects.
He already had that reservation, though, when he didn't know whether or not I had done anything.
Yeah, no, he was just assuming that if you did or you didn't, he wanted to have something to talk about with you.
Yeah, but he did book another one right after.
What are you doing in Hawaii, dude? Do you live there?
Yeah. 10 years. I grew up near Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. Wow, How do you know about donut time?
I think they talked about that on the International Bad Boys podcast.
Oh, I'm sure they did. Those two.
The transsexuals over at Donut Time.
Yep,
who's donut time? What's donut time?
Over on Santa Monica, that donut place Monica where all the trannies hang out.
Yeah. I had to catch a bus from 2 in the morning once there. It was the worst.
Dude, any time after like 11 p.m., it looks like a Walking Dead fucking set.
Oh, I know the one. Santa Monica and like La Brea?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Donut time, yeah.
I remember being there at like 2 in the morning. The lady was like, you want to get your dick sucked? I was like, dude.
You're like, kind
of. Getting out of that garage or that Jack in the Box right there across the street, mm-hmm. like coming out of it with Lawrence Haar. a commercial agent. Remember him?
I totally remember him.
And we were coming out, this lady was crossing so slowly, and he like looked, I mean, like so slowly. And he was like barely looking, like looking at it. He just like kind of tapped the horn, like excuse me, kind of tap. And she's like, "Oh no, you do not."
Really? Like,
shit.
And Lawrence is an intense dude.
No, he was gonna fight her, but I was like, no, come on, just drive around, come on. No.
Anybody that has like Bruce Lee and Tupac posters all in his work office is a fucking tough dude.
Yeah.
He's a dude with a short fuse.
Yeah, he loves to argue.
Hey, what do you guys have one?
What?
What's that?
Earl Skakel.
Oh, yeah, we got to get Earl. I've always tried to get Earl to do it. I've asked him a bunch of times.
Hasn't he done it?
Yeah.
Tuesdays, he's never has Tuesday's day open because he always has some, like, fucking workout class thing that he does or something. He can never do Pilates? Tuesdays. I've asked Earl a bunch of times. I love Earl. He's one of our good friends, man. I would love to have him, but he always turns me down every time I ask him.
Really?
He's probably playing WWF in his back.
100%. Yeah, bug him about it, dude. Bug him about it.
All right. You're done. You sound terrible.
But knowledgeable. The guy knows what's up.
Yeah, I like it.
That guy knew what was up. Yeah, all right, so it's got to be like a couple pots of coffee. I highly recommend really old bad fish.
Tons of peanut butter.
I want to send you to the ER the next day just based on what you ate.
And I want to do that. I want to go to the ER. I want to get that much. I'll spite myself for it. I'm definitely going to tape the funnel to my asshole. For sure I'm going to tape it.
Geez. I will do that. I would love nothing more in my life than to make sure that this thing is taped and secured. Right,
I shaved my butt ahead of time, so there's no hair.
No need to do that. Let me do my taping.
No. I'd really rather not. You not rip the funnel off my ass.
Yeah, no, I think that would be great. Let me just duct tape all under your taint.
Should we periscope it?
Oh, the hairy tape.
Ooh, dude, that's a good one. What about getting your taint waxed?
Oh, yeah,
that's
bro.
That's a good bag of bets.
That would hurt so bad, dude. I have such long hair.
Do you have to pay for it? Or
I'm sure you two. I'm Swedish and French-Canadian, bro. I'm as smooth as a fucking gay baby.
Dude, my
hair. Yeah, you look like a fucking elf warrior.
You guys got to look like a fucking Ryan Mervis under there.
Hey, have you guys seen The Hobbit 2 and 3 and 1?
No, I have not.
Pretty bad, huh?
I skipped out.
I didn't like any of it. But that's a genre I don't really like. Horses and swords. Anything with horses and swords.
I mean, I love Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they could have.
I love Lord of the Rings, but then like this one, it seemed like Lord of the Rings though was actually three books. The Hobbit was just one book, so I don't know why it turned into 9 hours of movie.
Yeah,
the new one was like a 3 hour fight of a million people. I didn't know who was what.
It's always so dumb. It's like, we need these nine guys to join the fight or we can't win. It's like, nine guys? There's 3,000 orcs.
I know. And they're like so big and strong. It's like It's like me and Frank Castillo and there's like 1,000 Shaquille O'Neals trying to fight us. And we're like, oh, we need to grab Ari and Sam or we're not going to win this. It's like, you're going to die.
So we're
going to
have two people.
You're going to die.
Yeah.
So what do you think about these? Apparently, you can watch sports there and shit. You got the Mayweather fight. Have you been following the NBA playoffs at all? Because this has been the most exciting NBA playoffs, and it's not just Clippers and Bulls because they're going far.
Update me.
Every game except for, Clippers is 3-1.
I left at the very end of the first round.
Clippers can finish tonight.
Yeah.
Every other game, Clippers is 3-1, and
Cleveland was down 2-1. Golden State was down 2-1. The Caps, we're up 3-1, and now it's 3-3.
Yep.
I might try to about scalp tickets tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends how much they are.
Dude, every fucking playoff game. I mean, there's been a few blowouts, and I do think the Clippers are starting to run away with this Houston thing. I mean, not only did they win the last two games, they won both games by like a total of like 50 points between the two games or something.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not going to be the case in the next round. You know, next round, whether it's Memphis, who always gives the Clippers trouble, or Golden State, who simply has the Clippers number.
Mm-hmm. Can't get Golden State?
What's that?
You think they can't get past Golden State?
Clippers?
Yeah.
I think they can get past either one of those two teams, but I think Golden State's going to give them more fits than Memphis. But damn, Memphis is a tough place to play.
Yep.
They got beat by 20 something last night, and the crowd was still going crazy when Memphis would hit a bucket and cut it to 18, and the crowd was still going nuts, like support.
Well, that's cool.
I think it's going to be Clippers.
Memphis has a good team. I'm trying to think. I mean, Marc Gasol is fucking good.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Randolph?
Yeah.
Randolph is good. Gasol's good. I mean, they got a good team, man. I think it's going to be Golden State and the Clippers.
Yeah.
And I think it's, god damn, dude, it's going to be this. I think it's going to be Chicago and Washington.
Chicago and Washington? Oh, really?
I know it sounds crazy, but that's what I think for the next round.
I think if Cleveland gets past Chicago, which is like they could, I think Washington could beat Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland doesn't look as...
can beat Chicago because I think John Wall gets nullified hard by Derrick Rose.
I mean, dude, remember when they got fucking Kevin Love and they got LeBron in the offseason and everyone's like,
Kevin Love.
It's over.
Yeah, but Kevin Love went down.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying remember when the season, before the season started and they got... Just simply getting LeBron back. Yeah. Everyone's like, well, you know, they got Kyrie Irving, they got LeBron, then they get Kevin Love, and they're like, that is it.
This is cool because Kyrie Irving's hurt and Love is out, so it's like, takes the pressure off LeBron this year.
Yeah, but Chicago really...
Chicago really the finals, would be like a huge coup, but like, if they lose in this round, like, it wouldn't be LeBron's fault.
Chicago really fucked up by not putting them away when they could have gone up 3-1 and let LeBron hit that fucking clutch-ass shot.
Clutch-ass shot.
He almost fucked up, though. Did you see the coach was about to call timeout, and they didn't have any timeouts left, which would have been a technical?
Well, yeah, they got luck.
Hey, he went to take a step forward and went to do this, and then someone else on the staff pulled him back because it they didn't have any timeouts.
No.
Well, they got lucky because that ball went out of bounds and they had to review how much time they were going to add to the clock. They added like another 0.6 seconds or 0.8 seconds. And when they added that time, they were able to call that play, which then LeBron nixes the play.
Yep. He's just like,
and calls a different play.
Yeah, he's like, give it to me, and fucking kills it.
I want the ball, coach. What?
Yep.
Give me the ball. I'll make the shot. Remember that in Hoosiers?
Yeah.
I'll make it, coach.
Of course, dude. Of course I remember that.
God, can you see that court from your house?
Exactly. Everybody has to drive by that. Every court in Indiana looks like
I'll make it. He's like, I'll make it.
Yeah, dude, that's how you do it.
They're all expecting so-and-so to get it, so we're going to give it. No, coach. I'll make it.
You're really acting right now, Ari. I like
this. Oh, bro, dude. I'm moved right now.
Movie star Shafir.
What's in the box? Yeah. Tell me what's in the box. What's in the box?
Dude, what's in the box? When do you know when your movie comes out?
Oh, I don't know.
I like how we call it your movie. You're probably in it for like 6 minutes, but we call it your movie.
Like three scenes. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta ask. I went straight from there to Thailand, and I only got back from Thailand last night. I shipped my phone home. I didn't take my phone. I shipped my phone from Atlanta in a FedEx box back here.
Why? Because you didn't want to bring your phone with you?
Yeah. I wanted to be off the radar.
That's smart.
So you were in Atlanta shooting your movie. You FedExed your own phone to yourself.
Yeah, when you called me, all my messages were coming in right then. I just turned my phone back on when you called me before today.
Oh, that explains why you probably didn't get that text from Sam.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't know. They're coming in right now.
Because Sam wanted to just nix today's show for a second.
Oh, well, everyone who's enjoyed today's episode so far, just know that Sam wanted it to not happen.
Exactly. Thanks a lot, Tripoli.
And I'm having
I'm not sure what kind of meeting he's at.
Yeah,
no, right? I'm not sure what kind of meeting he's at, but he was like, yeah, I just found out I got a meeting at 12:30, so you want to cancel the show?
Relapse meeting.
And I was like, no, I think me and Ari are going to try to do something. I mean, we're not streaming live, but the only person that upsets is James and then that one guy from Boston. Everybody else is fine.
What the fuck? I was ready. You sent a tweet.
I was hanging out with you guys.
So now that you're back in New York, when are you going to start hitting the gig train again?
What do you mean?
Doing gigs and getting up at the stand and fucking
I got back last night. I was hanging out with Big J. We did these, like, gravity bong, beer.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you have to turn over a beer, and it's made with a gravity bong, And then that, when you turn it over, it comes through a funnel, and somebody else lights it, and that fills the thing up. So as you finish drinking, then you hit the fucking bong.
Big drink.
Wow. Got me ripped. But then we went straight from there to the stand in the cellar, and then Metzger didn't show up at the cellar. Like, you want to go up? And I was like, fuck yeah.
Nice. You got like...
Night I got back.
You got like 3 gigs in last night?
No, just 1.
Oh.
Big J judged the roast battle that me and Jay did. Dude,
yeah, we saw some of that from Thailand.
Oh, did Pete you guys? Did you Periscope?
Yeah, Pete got on his phone.
Nice.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
I told him to write in that Moses looked like Moses was dressed like he was about to throw a trash can in Baltimore. Hold on, I got my tea.
Oh, now this guy comes back from Thailand. Now he just drinks tea all the time.
Yeah, dude.
I always drink tea. And since I got back from China,
Big J was so good, man.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Dude, yeah. And I got to see him go up, because I was running the cover booth on Monday for Potluck, and he popped in, and so did Silverman. And, dude, he was so fucking great. It was just so funny.
Yeah, he said this is the first time that he felt like, at the store, that he felt like he called in, and then he was like, no, I got, like, pretty much every night I called in for it. It was like, it was cool. Like, I felt like I was, you know, accepted.
Yeah, man.
And I'm like, that's Adam. It's like, yeah, good, man. Where it's like, a guy's barely ever here. Like, he's here for 5 days a year. Like, why not use him?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to mix it up. It's like, fuck,
yeah,
dude.
But normally,
it's like, no, I got to have Caparillo. It needs 4 spots a night. Caparillo needs 4 spots a night.
It's always crazy to be still, like, a fly on the wall and hear people, like, not complain, but see people still get upset. And then I'm like, nah, dude, the guy's only here for a week, bro. Put him up. Well, I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You're going to get him next week. You're here all the time.
Yeah, everyone sees themselves only, and they don't look at the rest of the lineup. Like, I should be on. Whatever.
We got another call.
That's my Tony impression.
You going on the road at all? Oh, you're going to pay for everything.
I'm the best.
You know, this is the first time in my life. I've been rich and single.
That's perfect.
I'm going to Dewey Beach at the end of the month.
That's
it. Dewey Beach in Delaware. It's fucking where we used to hang out in high school. Me and my high school friends are going.
Is that true?
Google fucking 17, 18-year-olds. Not talk to them.
That's so fucking
hilarious. Public pissing again. Yeah. Play some golf while we're out there.
Yeah, that's who I went to the draft with. We were a bunch of my old high school buddies. And that's where we used to go fucking hang out, dude. We used to go to fucking take the train into Cub games, take the train into Grant Park. We used to sit under Harry Carey because he was like along the third base line. And you can sit under Steve Stone and Harry Carey. And every time they would go in with a tray full of Budweisers,
we would
order a round.
So really?
We were trying to keep up with them. Dude, every fucking inning, they would go in there with like 5 beers.
Jeez.
What? And he would just keep guzzling?
Yep. And he, you know, that's why he would be like shit-faced by like the 7th or 8th inning, and we would be done by like the 5th inning.
Wow.
You know, because I'm like, fuck, man, I've had 7 beers in fucking, you know, 90 minutes. When I was like 23, 22.
Jesus.
You just couldn't keep up with Harry Carey.
That's hilarious. And the guy could do his job drunk like that. And Joe Rogan, who's an avid pothead, will not smoke pot the day of a UFC.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Why?
He's like, it's just too much to concentrate on.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Plus, he's also getting paid probably pretty handsomely to be focusing on his job.
Yeah, but he got super high at Fear Factor.
You know, my parents could tell. They were like, you could tell he was stoned all the time.
On Fear Factor?
Yeah, I was like, that's hilarious. I couldn't.
They could tell?
Yeah, but it's also like, you know, you're doing
but
Fear
they smoked,
Factor.
You know?
That's a job you could smoke at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's like, oh,
you got all the downtime. You got all this downtime. You can take multiple takes. It's like, whatever. UFC, it's like you got to be really fucking quick-witted and right on the spot and paying attention and focused.
Yeah. You got to know people's names. And he goes, they're fucking out there killing each other. And I'm going to be like, whoa, wait. This is like, he's going to go off the tangent.
This shouldn't be happening, man. What's going on with the human experience right now?
Yeah. He seems too kind of human to get beaten like this.
I know, exactly. Totally right. Any big UFCs coming up you care about? Do you care about this fucking replacement light heavyweight fight that we predicted that
yes,
you said we were
it.
Crazy? You said there's no way they're going to let Cormier fight for it. Cormier and fucking...
They're going to let Cormier fight for what now exactly? Interim title? No.
No, it's a vacant title. It's not interim. Winner is the light heavyweight champ.
Just lost. Why would he get a shot at it?
Well, I think
it's him for the fight, but not for a title on the line.
I mean, he still only drops down to like three, so now you got 1 and 3 fighting for the title. You wouldn't complain about that at any time if he didn't just lose.
But he did just lose.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Are you going to say he's the best and he just lost to the best?
Yeah, but I think the other two people that you could argue that could fight for it were already locked up for fights, I think.
Yeah.
I think Cormier was the only person in the top five that was...
So I'm saying let him fight.
But why would you punish Rumble Johnson for his title shot?
Yeah, because you're not getting a fucking title shot.
Well, then who gets the title shot if you strip him of the belt? Wouldn't you make it the number one contender?
Yeah, maybe after this fight. See, you know, make this fight a fight. I don't know. Hold on. Light heavyweight UFC.
Because whoever else you're going to be talking about in this thing is just going to be the person that fights the winner of this fight next for the belt. Unless this is a really close, exciting fight, then you go rematch.
Yeah.
If Cormier and Johnson is a great fight,
yeah, how about Gustafson? Why can't he get it? Because it's short notice?
It's short notice, and two, I think he's locked in on a fight.
I'd rather see Rashad Evans.
Evans, bro, he's great.
Rashad Evans?
How's he four? Rashad Evans is four?
Yeah, man.
He's been getting fucking butt-fucked by people lately.
Who,
Rashad? Look at his record lately. He's lost like two of his last four or something like that.
Lost to John Jones.
Lost to Rumble.
Rumble, yeah.
Lost to Nogueira. Beat Dan Henderson. Beat Chael Sonnen.
Henderson and Sonnen, bro.
Dude, that was a great fight.
He beat Phil Davis.
Knockout or?
I mean, Phil Davis isn't even in the UFC anymore, is he? Didn't he go to fucking...
I don't know.
I don't think Phil Davis is even in the UFC anymore. Anyways, his wins to me are against people that are a little bit long in the tooth, and his losses are to people that are like up and coming and a little more prevalent. How he's number, what number is he, four?
Hold on, but that's MMA has him at, Fight Magazine has him at, what the fuck is this? When is this from? Okay. John Jones, Daniel Cormier 2, Evans 3, and Johnson 4?
I totally disagree with that.
Yeah.
This might be old.
What are you looking at? What did you Google? Light heavyweight 2012?
I'm going to run to the restroom real quick.
Nobody cares. So the weather's bad, man. It's so nice here. It's so fucking nice. I came right back from Bangkok. People's like, it's 8 or 9 degrees here. It's too hot. I'm like, you're crazy.
How it was last week here, but today it's like 40 fucking degrees. I'll tell you right now. Look it up. I think really? It's like raining and it's like 40 degrees or some shit. It is not the nice. It is 48 degrees. It's not that 48 bad.
48 degrees?
Not that bad, but it's still cold. Considering it was 80 last week. But it's supposed to get nice. Or nicer.
Yeah, it should be. It's fucking, what's it called now?
Spring is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
Dude, why aren't you smoking pot? This is the first time we've been 90 minutes into a show and you haven't been ripping bong rips.
March 18th. I don't know. I smoked earlier today because, my tolerance in Thailand just shot down.
Why? You weren't smoking there?
No, they don't really have much there. They had a little bit. They had garbage weed in the islands, which was great. It was great to sit there and smoke on the... Dude, we smoked on the beach, these dirt joints.
Which are great because you can just smoke a whole joint like it's a cigarette.
Pretty much, yeah. So you get really addicted to fucking smoking. And then we watch these lightning storms way off in the distance.
I like that.
Oh, it's hot. We could like put your feet in the water. It was the same temperature as the air.
Yeah, there's nothing more dangerous than putting your feet in the water during a lightning storm. Yeah. Just wearing our metal hats. We're wearing metal hats, standing in the water, watching the lightning, man.
You know, just enjoying yourself, really.
Suit of armor, standing in the water, bro. It's totally perfect.
Where the fuck do you find the new rankings?
Usually I go to SureDog.
May 5th. Here we go. MMA Junkie. John Jones, Jose. Oh, it's pound for pound. Come on.
Dude, go to UFC.com. They got the
rankings. No, that's UFC's fucking rankings.
If only there was a stat.
What else would matter?
They have other people that aren't fighting the UFC.
Yeah, but why would we argue who should have the UFC light heavyweight belt when and then looking up fucking the old Strike Force rankings?
I don't want theirs. Who cares about
you don't
that?
Want the, let me make sure I'm understanding this right. You don't want to look up the UFC light heavyweight rankings to see who should fight for the UFC light heavyweight belt.
Just I'm just saying sure. Their rankings are skewed because they're in the fucking position. They decide who they want to be first and second. I want a non-affiliated ranking.
Okay. Okay. All right. Makes okay. absolutely no sense what you're saying, but I hear you.
Hold on. New UFC light heavyweight rankings. April 16th. That's as soon as I'm getting this. Anthony Johnson, Alexander Gustafsson, 2. Daniel Cormier, 3.
Okay.
Rashad Evans, 4. Ryan Bader, 5. Glover Teixeira. So they just make him unranked now, John Jones?
Yeah, because he's suspended indefinitely. He's, for all practical purposes, he's not in the UFC.
That's crazy.
I mean, he's suspended indefinitely.
I would see Gustafsson get a title fight then.
Yeah.
And he will he right after this fight. It pretty much has been cleaning house. He'll get that right after this fight.
This should be an interim title fight. Let's, the winner of this gets to fight Gustafsson for the title. Sorry, you're not beating the title holder. I get it that Johnson had a shot, but this isn't.
But
the
there
same
is
thing.
No title holder. There's no title holder.
So then he doesn't get the title for winning this. He gets a shot at the title now.
Then who would have the title?
No one yet.
But aren't you technically just giving it to Gustafsson if you?
Gustafsson and the winner of Anthony Johnson, yeah, and the winner of Anthony Johnson Cormier
fight for the title.
Yeah.
But I mean, isn't it the exact same thing if the winner of this fight fights Gustafsson as well?
No, because you're fighting someone you've proven can be. I mean, if Johnson wins it by beating Daniel Cormier, you're like, oh, you just beat a guy who's lost twice in a row now, so you're the heavyweight title, light heavyweight.
So
title.
Your argument isn't that this fight should be for the belt. Your argument is Cormier should not be in the mix whatsoever.
No, he definitely should not be.
But that's your main hold up here.
Yeah, but if he beats Anthony Johnson, then sure, give him a title fight. Let him fight Gustafsson for the title.
So you don't think that there should be a title fight right away? It should be like at least one more fight?
No, yeah, exactly. No.
Cause
Johnson
it's like,
just gets to fight anybody who's ready for the title?
Yeah, yeah, okay. It should be like they both have to fight for the position to fight for the belt.
Yeah, fight somebody worthwhile. It can't be Cormier.
I mean, still, what is he, top four?
He's 3, but he's just proven to not be able to beat the title holder.
He should have to go through the same thing the other guys have to go through.
If he beats Johnson, then that's enough of a comeback now that now he deserves a shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because then he's at least...
Because he lost the guy that's not around. So it's
my argument is just Johnson did everything he had to get himself a title shot. He got himself this title shot. And then the title holder fucking lost his goddamn mind. So why would you punish him?
What if the title holder got injured? What if the title holder got injured and now he can't fight for like a year? Johnson still isn't going to fight for the title.
I mean, sometimes that happened. That happened with the heavyweight belt. That helped him with fucking.
He was out way longer. He was out way longer. What if he was out for like 7 months right now? So he's
he's only fought 4 times.
Who?
The heavyweight champ. What's his fucking Not Dos Anjos. Cain Velasquez has only fought like 4 times since 2012.
Wow, really?
Isn't that unbelievable?
Wow.
That's crazy. I mean, the average age, I read this article, I think in like Bleacher Report, the average age of the heavyweight division is like 37 in the UFC.
Wow, really? It's all power.
Now, granted, Mark Hunt is 41 and that skews it a little bit. But still, it's all these older, fucking bigger, lumbering fighters. Where every other division is
Captain America. He became a heavyweight later.
Yep.
You know, those lighter guys that move too fast.
Yep.
It's all Brock Smash.
It is all Brock Smash. It is all Hulk. It's all Hulk shit. It's all Hulk shit. Yeah, man. So Clippers tonight, Bulls tonight. I'm excited for both those games.
Both should be good. Caps tomorrow.
Yeah.
How's hockey been? You pay attention at all?
Who, me? Yeah.
The Blackhawks still in?
Blackhawks very much in. Absolutely still in.
They're a favorite, right? I just saw Barton if he's here in town.
Oh, Barton's in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he's hanging out for like 2 weeks.
Wasn't Benji staying at your place?
No, he didn't do it.
Oh, that's right.
And Pat stayed there. I move next week, next Tuesday. I move to my new place, backyard.
Where's it at?
Oh, it's when do you move?
What?
When do you move?
A week from today.
Oh, nice, dude. Congrats.
Thanks. Yeah. Same price. Backyard. I got a grill. I got the old people to leave me their grill.
That's awesome.
Fucking badass.
Is it a big? Is it a long drive, or is it relatively close to the other places?
Yeah, pretty close. Same neighborhood.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know. What other sports should we talk about?
I mean, I'm excited for fucking football to start whenever.
I mean, the Clippers. That's really got to be excited about that.
It's the number one thing I'm most excited about.
And I mean, they probably play Golden State, but you would love them to play Memphis, right? I bet Sam would be like, dude, they match up well. They match up well with Golden State.
Guys.
I mean, he's going to say that 100% no matter who they play.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, the Clippers could beat the fucking 92 Bulls, bro. A lot of people think I'm crazy. People think I'm crazy. He does that like Mickey Mouse laugh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you can get him to like laugh unexpectedly to him, he gets that little fucking Mickey Mouse laugh going.
Okay, so now he's not coming. Let me tell you about this fucking strip club.
Oh, yeah.
It's the neighborhood. It's called Papong.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a place called Super Pussy. And you go up the steps, and there are these girls there on stage. And they'll shake you down. They shake you down for cash. Everything they do is like, give me money, more, give me money. Oh, no. And you just give them 1,000 baht. They don't even want to change. Like, give me change. Give me 900 back. Like, no, enough. Like, give my fucking money back. They fucking shake you down. By the way, 1,000 baht is 30 bucks, and it's the highest form of currency they have.
1,000 baht?
Wow.
Yeah. They don't have anything over a $30 bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah. A lot of times you give somebody 1,000 for like a coconut for like 60. They're like, come on, dude. No. Just give me 100. Like, we're not going to take it? Like, no, I don't have change for this.
Oh, that's like our 100?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
That's awesome.
So you give them 1,000 to get – that's what it costs to get it.
Get in for nothing. So we're drinking, whatever, having a good time. There's girls on stage. So the first takes a ping pong ball, puts in water, then sticks it in her pussy, and then fucking fires it off at you.
How hard was – like how fast was it?
She's like laying on her back?
Up and then out. So it like went up and then back.
Oh, man. There's some arc?
Yeah. And then you got to get it out of the way. Then – okay,
you should have caught it in your mouth.
She takes cigarettes, 2 cigarettes, puts them in her puss and gives you a lighter and then bends all the way over and you light up these fucking cigarettes and she fucking breathes them in. She gets cherries on them, breathes in and out, and puffs smokes, and then to show you she's not just blowing, she takes the cigarettes out once they're half smoked in like 4 seconds, takes cigarettes out, and then she blows a bunch more smoke out of her pussy and then offers you the cigarettes to smoke.
I swear to God, this is the greatest thing I've ever. I cannot. It literally just sounds like my dream woman so far.
She got pussy cancer?
Okay. These are different girls. Someone else gets up there with a bottle of, like, it's a bottle. Like a,
that's got to be so bad for your uterus or whatever the fuck.
These girls aren't baby makers.
No, I'm saying, like, cancer or something.
Oh, right. Hey. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Secondhand smoke,
dog. What if she's smoking, like, 2 packs a day?
That pussy's got cancer, dog.
Yeah.
Were there any chicks there that were trying to quit pussy smoking and they had like the patch all over their puss?
Pussy patch? Watch me put this patch on my pussy.
Uh-huh.
It's not nearly as hot.
Nicotine on her labia.
They have some girls took a glass bottle of like carbonated mineral water that they serve around there. She puts the top in her puss and then cracks it off and it opens. The bottle cap opens. And it sprays mineral water out at you. It's like a water ride.
Holy!
So she used it as a can opener, as a bottle opener.
Where does the top go? Does it stay in?
No,
it just stays in there.
It just falls out.
Jesus, I'm sure a lot of things just fall out of that.
I was just dodging the water more. I didn't really look at the cop. I'll be honest with you. I don't really know exactly what happened to the cat.
Her G-spot has calluses.
Did either you or Pete smoke the cigarette?
Pete didn't go that night. He was somewhere else. And no, he did not smoke the cigarette. Neither did I. Neither did the guy I was with, William Childress, from some Myanmar-ish comic. Some lady comes over. She goes, write your names down on this piece of paper. And everybody writes their names down. And then she takes a magic marker and puts it up her pussy and then squats over a piece of paper and rewrites the names in better handwriting than we had.
Get out of here, man. What do you mean rewrites the names?
I got the paper. Hold on. Let me get it. Where is this?
Holy shit, man. Her penmanship's amazing.
I mean, is she like waddling back and forth and up and down, or how does
she
write?
Hold on, let me give you enough space here. So she's like this.
So she's squatting down, yeah, like she's peeing on the ground.
In there, and she's just like.
Oh, and then she's like doing a little Elvis swimming of the hips, kind of move.
Yeah.
How big is this piece of paper?
Regular sheet that you put in a. Then you put in a what's it called?
That's her handwriting?
Yeah. So I forget who the first guy was. I think he wrote it in Thai, and the second guy just wrote Y, and then...
Wow. Her vagina has better handwriting than my hand does.
Welcome to Thailand.
And she threw a welcome to Thailand
Holy
in there?
Holy shit,
you
know, bro.
Backwards so you can see it.
Wow.
Jeez.
She actually wrote all of everybody's names, and then at the very bottom threw a welcome to Thailand.
That pussy does...
It's really clear writing.
That pussy does
calligraphy. Very clear. Very clear. All caps.
Wow.
Good English. Listen, I mean, don't forget this is her English is her second language.
That's right. That's a good point. It's not her first language.
She has a bilingual vagina with better handwriting than us. Now granted,
her pussy writes at a fucking freshman level.
Probably smokes a little too much.
Now at this point, we've got kind of a tie for the two best things, in my opinion. And
there's more to this?
Yeah.
So this is the kind of strip club I would be into.
I mean, this is super pussy, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They have these little bananas. You know those bananas? They're not like...
Yeah,
they're like
plantains?
Sort of. They're plantain size, but they're bananas.
Okay.
They're just not for shipping out to other countries. She peels that. Sticks him in her vagina. She rolls.
Let me guess. Out comes a fully banana cake.
No. She rolls up some pieces of paper like a funnel. So it's a big cone, you know, like you roll it up kind of like that.
Okay.
She gives them to the four people in the front row. And she says, hold them up. And then she shoots these bananas out of her puss and tries to land them in this piece of paper funnel. And
mine
went right in my funnel. Like, I didn't even move my hand. And she's, like, 7 feet away.
No way, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it goes, and it just flies through the air at a hard pace.
Oh, geez.
You got to trust the shot and not move your hand. You'll want to move your hand because of the arc,
mm-hmm.
but just leave it there.
Did anybody catch it in their mouths?
No, nobody did.
I absolutely would have tried to do that.
William threw one of the ping pong balls at me after it went to him, and it hit my face, and that was unsettling.
What would be great is if you go there with a ping pong paddle, and then
they give you paddles. That's right. They give you paddles. You're supposed to swat them back.
That's
no way. That's exactly
hilarious.
What I was going to say.
Yeah, you're supposed to swat it back. So you got to hit it in the air. That's what happened. You're supposed to hit it in the air and try to get some arc back so it goes back on the stage.
It would. And then does she catch
it with her pussy
and then spray it back?
No, but that would be great.
You guys just sit there going back and forth.
Were these girls attractive or no?
Good volley. One was like really old and gross.
Love that.
What was her trip?
Another couple were like, okay.
How many were there?
There was like six or seven.
Okay.
I mean, they were all just shaking down so hard that it was like, Jesus.
How many people are in like is there like an audience or is it just like three or four guys going there at a time?
Well, us, it was like three or four guys. We all went together, and it was like just us. I think we went on a Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
So it was a little fuller because of that, I think. I mean, a little emptier because of that.
So, okay, so then the bananas, so then she's shooting those, and you're catching them in your little Statue of Liberty fucking cups.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one you said that was in competition for the best thing?
Well, she takes out some balloons, and she blows them up.
With her pussy?
No way.
No, not with her pussy.
Oh, okay.
With her mouth.
Why was that the weird thing? I mean, you...
Well, then she ties them up. She gives them to you.
Oh.
Okay.
You hold it over your head, like that. And then...
No way.
She takes darts.
No fucking way.
Way.
She takes darts shoots them out of her vagina, pops the balloon, and the dart gets stuck in the ceiling behind you.
That's not real.
Yeah.
Do you swear on your hate for Armenians that's true?
Really?
It pops a balloon. It's so frightening. It'll pop, and then you just look in the ceiling. There's like a bunch of darts up in there.
How big are the darts?
They're like kind of like darts? Low darts than.
Oh, okay. That's like believable, man.
They're like lawn darts.
Yeah, they're like long and straight. You know, there's no head to them.
That's insane, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. She hit them all in the first shot. 1, 2, 3, 4. Knocked them down.
Wow.
Yeah, she fired him off. And then she smoked another cigarette, and I got out of there.
She smoked another cigarette with her mouth?
With her pussy. And then I was like, all right, I've seen this part. They're rerunning.
Dude, that's got to be the worst habit. I mean, because I smoke cigarettes. You guys know I smoke cigarettes. I know it's a terrible habit. It's hard to quit. It's the last... That and caffeine's the last thing I got. But if you're smoking, like, 2 packs a day with your twat... You know, you're taking the bus ride home. You want to take a smoke of a cig. You got to take your pants off. There you are, sitting there holding a fucking lit cigarette in between your fucking clam.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Vagina would smell like an ashtray.
Dude, yeah, it probably would.
Of course it would. Can you imagine her husband is like, honey, you know, can you please pick up the habit of... chewing a pack of fucking gum with your fucking beaver,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Imagine if she started dipping.
That's what would be cool. Throw like a fucking pack of Hubba Bubba in your pussy and then just start blowing big bubbles. That would impress me.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say she blew the balloon up.
Yeah, that would have been cool. That would have definitely been
cool. Man, I think darts tops it.
Well, yeah, of course it does.
She could incorporate both. It'd be wonderful.
Yeah. Two-trick pony.
Who's going to hold up the balloon, though, that's been like blown up by a fucking horse pussy? You will. You'll hold that with your hand?
Me. Yep. I mean, with my hand, with my mouth.
Oh. Yeah, this is gross.
I just want to eat, bro.
How beat up were those pusses?
Pretty beat up. I mean, when she was blowing smoke out of her puss, she wouldn't have to go like this. She just went like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was she doing like smoke rings?
Yeah, but it never closed. Like, the pussy never closed.
Oh.
You know, like... Gaping.
Now, this is like a more, it's not like a strip club.
This is my face the whole time. This is my face the whole time.
I bet that's everybody's face the whole
just
time.
Like, just like, what the fuck? Yeah, there was nothing like turning on about it.
Do they get applause breaks? Like, do people clap? Like, hey, that was a cool thing.
Yeah. When she hit a banana from that far away into my, I mean, the only thing that could have stopped that banana from going in is Leslie Jones being there.
Jeez. She just comes swinging in on a vine and catching every one of them. Just swinging in like Tarzan, just catching every single one of them with her mouth. I don't feel as bad making fun of her now because she's super famous and rich.
Yeah, exactly. It's easier now.
It's way easier now. It's like, hey, man, come on. She's trying hard. She's a sweet girl. Now it's like she's like super famous. You're like,
yeah, nah, man. She's in Ghostbusters.
Oh, it's so cool. She's in fucking Ghostbusters.
I'm so happy for her, dude. Yeah. All joking aside,
yeah.
She is a
reboot, bro. All those chicks.
She's dying. She's dying to fuck Adam.
Dying to.
Dying to.
She's like, what else do you want? I made it big. Can you please let me have that D now?
I mean, I got so many other people ahead of you.
Motherfucker, let me have that D!
It's not just that.
Uh-huh. All right, let's wrap it up. Where you want to plug?
We're in May. I'll be at Bonnaroo in June.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'll be in DC Improv in July and nothing. I'm gonna schedule some This Is Not Happening shows in New York, you know, some random workout ones, and maybe I might do a couple in LA, like little fucking showcases and shit. I don't know.
Right.
I'll keep people updated. Second Love season. It. I got a second season of This Is Not Happening, so.
No, awesome, yeah. Dude. Congratulations. Yeah. Great, dude.
Sorry.
Four more seasons, and then I'm on the maybe list, and then two seasons after that, it's over.
Guys, I'd like to start considering turning down Jason Tebow. Now, hear me out.
That's the name we would have turned down in the past. Here's why you should say no. Hear me out. Before you say no, here's why you should say no. All right, we're not listening. Go ahead.
Okay, great. That's where I want.
Uh-huh. His MySpace page is taking off finally.
You should see his Zanga.
Number one, Friendster. Go there, check it out. June 4th, I'll be at the Up Comedy Club with Al Magical. June 6th, I will be at the Chicago Laugh Factory doing the 10 o'clock nasty show.
Oh, really? I did that nasty show. It's pretty
good. Yeah, no, that's what they told me. They said you did great. They said it was like really packed when you were there. So, yeah.
They get
you
really
you actually doing it helped me actually get it. So
I'm really? I think Diaz did it too.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So June 6th, I'll do the nasty show, 10 o'clock show at the Laugh Factory in Chicago. And then 2 weeks after that, or 2 or 3 weeks after that, towards the end of June, I'll be headlining the Laugh Factory in Chicago. So.
Oh,
really?
Shit.
Come get some, kids. Come get some.
That's great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, they're very cool.
Yeah. Well, listen, you guys, tell your friends about this. Use the Amazon link and go to cavemancoffee.com.
And don't forget to go to betdsi.com and get $10 betting cash when you use the code PUNCHDRUNK.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to say, but I forgot what it is now.
Was it about prostitutes?
No, it was about, Clippers. That's it, man. I'm so fucking looking forward to you guys. Western Conference Finals looks like it's a done deal. Go all the way, man. All the way.
I love it.
I think they can do it, man.
I actually believe that you are.
I am. Fuck the Lakers.
Fuck. Just for that simple reason alone, I believe you are. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Frank, you got anything you want to plug?
Just the roast battle.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming in and all your help. Everybody, thanks for listening. And again, go to fucking Amazon link. And we'll be streaming live next week. Welcome back, Ari. I missed you. I'm glad you had fun.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
All right. Suck it.